exactly what you needed from Kramer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the two big starts we got here from Trev and Kramer on this homestand, you know, we won those games. We won them pretty decidedly. You know, this whole thing, it comes down to when our starters throw the ball good, we hit better. You know, we play better defense. You know, we win games. So, I think all 30 teams are that way. I don't think it's unique to us. So, as our starters go, we kind of go.
You talked before the game about how good he was in the daytime.
Yeah.
Did a performance like this sort of back you out?
I mean, day game Dino, and I don't know where he's lined up here in these next couple series. I hope it is on a day game. I don't know why, but, you know, our pitching, the only reason why I say that is because our pitching coaches joke about it. You know, so I kind of hear the information on that. I'm not sitting up there looking up Dino's daytime splits. I have no idea. I got way other things to worry about. But they said it, and as I've watched it here the last couple of times, I'm like, man, there's something to it. So who knows? But, yeah, he threw the ball great today, and it's exactly what we needed.
I feel like you guys were able to wear down Bradley a little bit, so where you were able to put yourself in a position to score a bunch of runs in the sixth.
Yeah, they handled him well last time we saw him. And then the last start in between the two against us, he threw the ball really good. So, again, it goes back to being in the game, right? We talked last night about having the bats when there's leverage on the pitcher versus having the bats when there isn't leverage on the pitcher. There's a reason why, you know, certain bullpen guys can pitch in leverage and certain guys can't. It's a different at bat. So when you're able to stay in the game the way we were, it's different. You get the chance to wear the pitcher down a little bit. There's more pressure on him every pitch he throws versus being down 9-0. So, you know, kind of, again, it goes back to being in the game with starting pitching. I'm just glad he didn't, hurt himself again. So I told him I'm proud of you for not going on the IL for the next 3 days here, you know, like he did last time, or the fake IL. He's a really dynamic player. You know, we're not quite seeing it on the base paths as much as I want to see it. I want to see him go. I want to see him steal some bases. He's got it. I'm constantly giving him a hard time about not running more. And we got good coaches that are coaching him up on, you know, when and why to do it. But he affects the game in all three ways. You see it on the defense. You see it with the bat in his hands. I mean, you look up, he's already at 850, I think, on his OPS. I mean, it happened pretty quick. You know, and the next evolution for me, for him in his game, is just stealing more bags, being more dynamic on the paths, things like that. But he's a good player. Yeah, we're good. I mean, the last road trip, you look, I think we went 3-4, and we could have been 5-2. You know, the 8-0 game, and then the last game in New York when we had a 2-1 lead or whatever it was. We've played well. Again, it goes back to, you know, keeping us in the game. If we can stay in the game, the pressure's different on the opposing pitcher. You know, and it gives our hitters a chance to swing the bat. I think we had 9-10 hits today. Does that sound about right? We hammered the ball in the first three innings and got zero for it. So it could have been another game like we had the other day. We just happened to hit them where they were standing.
Well, how did Westberg's BP go?
We'll punt till tomorrow on that. I'll give you a better idea tomorrow. So he swung the bat okay. Doesn't feel the best. So we'll see where it goes tomorrow. Very day-to-day. And I think this is kind of the normal day-to-day thing. Some days it feels good. Some days it doesn't. So I think we're going to get past 48 hours tomorrow. Usually after the 48-hour mark, you'll see some gains. We'll kind of see where it goes. So the way that, you know, and my gut feeling was he needed to get working. The way we handled that was we put in Felix's court and said, Felix, what do you want to do here? And he wanted the inning. So we've had conversation going back to the road trip in Milwaukee when he told us that he needed more consistent work at that time. So we've tried to accommodate it. So we didn't want him to go 5-6 days, you know, without throwing. He doesn't want to do that either. So just trying to get him work.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, guys.